in any chain.
The greatest lie I told myself was that it could not be done. Watching others take the prize when I should have been the one.
You could waste your whole life waiting for that mountain to move, but it's waiting on it's waiting
on you.
It's waiting
on you.
You gotta make it
move.
Yeah. I see you on your front porch judging all the rest, when just behind your front door your house lies in a mess. And it's all the fear, waiting on you. It's waiting on you. It's waiting on you. You gotta make it move. It's waiting on you. You gotta make it move.
On 91.5 WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Hey.
Hello.
How you doing, Nasser?
I'm doing well. It's a Monday, no class, so it's a better Monday than most.
That's nice. You know what else was nice? That song.
Yeah, it was beautiful.
It was a really beautiful song by Yellow House, a South African multi-instrumentalist. And somehow he hasn't gotten in trouble for copyright because all his albums have Van Gogh paintings on the front, which is probably why he's called Yellow House. But yeah, that was a cool song. Courtesy of Eric Chen, who's been playing it, I think, 30 times in the past 2 days in my house, and I wanted to play it.
He went abroad.
He went abroad to South Africa, yeah. That's probably where he found it.
That's definitely where he found it.
He's on the hunt for good South African music, or basically just artists that sound like indie but are from South Africa, because that's not South African music, necessarily. So yeah, we're waiting for Avery, who's fashionably late to most things.
I don't even know about fashionably anymore.
Yeah, honestly. It's definitely unfashionably. As in, because he doesn't have class today either.
Yeah. There's and he's unfashionable.
Yeah. Hear that, Avery? He's probably listening on the way.
No.
He's definitely not.
Yeah.
He's probably like scarfing down a banana. Yeah. Just like, oh, I hope they don't play my songs without me. We're not going to play your songs without you, Avery. I'll play another song. I'm going to play a Coldplay song. Viva La Vida. I think this is like, it's obviously like equally rated, but I think it's like, it's just like phenomenal. I think it's like probably one of their best songs.
Yeah, I agree.
I think it's one of the best songs of the 2000s. It's just so nice. It's very interesting. And it's about Napoleon. So here it is.
Roman cavalry choirs are singing. Be my mirror, my sword and shield. when I ruled the world.
Yeah. Hey, I'm stop tangling. Stop
it.
Tangling.
Wait, put your phone through that. No, that's not good.
Just stop throwing things. All right, I'm turning. Avery is now here. And he just, you know, subtly entered the building. How are you doing, Avery? When did you go to bed?
Say that again?
When did you go to bed?
I went to bed at like 3 o'clock.
Okay, that's not bad.
It wasn't too bad. Could have been better.
Yeah.
But you know how it is.
Sure. Can I play one of your songs?
Yeah, it's time for the good songs.
I didn't know you liked Snail Mail. Or that song.
I didn't know you liked Snail Mail.
Well, it's very indie of you.
I do like Snail Mail.
Let's play it.
When did you, like... Since when have you been listening to this? We could have talked about this. I like that Snail Mail. I've seen Snail Mail live.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's cool.
And she played this song, and I was like,
she's so young.
Yeah, she's younger than us.
Nice. I know. And she's... Alright, now, turn off Nasser's mic.
Absolutely not.
Yeah, no, she's dope. I mean, I don't want to make it sound like I'm better than you, but, like, I've known that album since it came out.
Okay.
Yeah. And also, I'm taller and handsome than you.
That's true. He is better than me. We're going to listen to Heatwave by Snail Mail. Great song that came out this year.
Nice.
Great bop.
So far gone.
Nice. How'd you feel about that?
Aw, frick yeah.
Nasser, did you want to add any songs or no?
No.
No, I think I'm good.
All right. We're going to keep it going. We actually have a lot of songs if you wanted to play them. Like, you know, the entirety of this playlist.
But yeah. Well, we can cut you some of yours if you want.
Yeah. Well, I'm noticing you have a... No, your songs are pretty good. Not going to lie. Can't even roast them.
Yep.
Except for Most Pallone. He's pretty good, though.
Yeah, that's a good song.
All right, I'm going to play another throwback from like 10 years ago. A really good song. All
right.
You guys like Phoenix?
Not a huge fan.
I do not
fan.
Like them. They're French. Makes them better.
Shut up, Pierce.
Well, the song's really, really creative. Any pop song.
Well, we'll see.
You will see. Just listen to that drumming. You know the singer is also the drummer, but then like he doesn't play the drums. It's not stupid. It means drummers are creative. Verdict, dude. Did you like it? Huh? I've been waiting. I think he liked it. Alright. I'm gonna play your song that you chose by Lord.
Nice. Sounds good. It's a good song.
Is this one of your favorites off the album? Or did you just choose this particular song?
I mean, it's one of my favorites, and it's also clean, which helps.
That's usually good.
But, because I'm scared of swears. It's one of the better ones.
I agree.
I wanted to play Supercut, but I figured you would explode if you heard another FIFA song.
I would. I can't listen to that song again.
It's a shame, because it's so good.
It's so bad now because of FIFA. That's just because I have, an OCD problem where I'll just play, a certain amount of FIFA all the time, and then the songs just become, like...
That doesn't sound like OCD. That sounds like an addiction.
Yeah.
Oh, alright. Well, maybe I'm just, I have to play the, game.
There's probably an ad copy that you should read.
Have OCD because of FIFA?
No, addiction.
Oh.
That's all right. Let's hear it.
Anyway, here's Wonderwall.
Before summer slipped us underneath her tongue, our days and nights are perfumed with obsession. Half of my wardrobe is on your bedroom floor. Use our eyes, throw our hands overboard. I am your sweetheart, psychopathic crush. Drink up your movements, still I can't get enough. I overthink your punctuation use. Not my fault, just a thing that my mind do. Arise at the beginning, I get caught up just for a minute. But lover, you're the one to blame. All that you're doing, can you hear the violence? Make a phone to my chest. Broadcast the boom, 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 and make them all dance to it.
Also, he's not gonna have that efficiency for the rest
yeah,
of the season.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. No, well, that was the Louvre by Lord.
Yeah.
Stop talking about basketball. We're on air.
Sorry, I'm good at fantasy in all aspects because of my superior intellect. Anyway.
So that was melodrama.
Go Knicks.
The Louvre.
The Louvre. The Louvre. The Louvre.
Pierce, tell us what you're gonna write your IR thing about.
The Iran deal.
Nice.
What in particular?
Americans' opinion on the Iran deal and our withdrawal from the Iran deal.
Is it good or bad?
It's really ambiguous. People don't really know what the Iran deal is. That's kind of what happened. So they don't really have a strong opinion on it. They also don't really like Iran in general, and they
can't
still don't
them.
Like Iran. So it's like their opinion didn't really change, and the deal wasn't going to do anything for them. That's kind of what happened.
Yeah, I feel you.
Interesting, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, anyway. Here's Tokyo Police Club. Your English is good. What's this War on Drugs song, Pain?
What do you mean, what is it?
What is it?
Not thinking of a place.
Is it, song, is it that song on FIFA? It better not be that song on FIFA.
I don't think it is.
It's just, please.
No, I wanted to put on Thinking of a Place because I love that song, yeah. But it's 11 minutes long, so I figured that was probably not the move.
Yeah,
it's not the move. But no, I like War on Drugs a lot. They're good. They're bad. The singer has a really...
Sorry.
No, I was going to say that their singer has a really nice, like...
Bob Dylan voice.
Kind of. It's kind of weird. Sounds like he like smoked a lot or something, but like in a cool way.
Yeah.
What song, Pain?
What?
What song is it?
Pain, yeah. Maybe yeah. So, here we go.
was only half the length of Thinking of a Place, so that's good.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
It's a good song, though.
Let's keep the jams going. I'm going to play... I've been listening to a lot of Zep recently. I don't know why. This one's a good one. A good slow burner.
Mm-hmm. Can you help me stretch my hamstrings while this plays?
Yeah. Cool. That's fine.
Spend my days with a woman unkind, smoke my stuff and drink all my wine. Made up my mind, make a new start, going to California with an aching in my heart. Someone told me there's a girl out there with love in her eyes and flowers in her hair. Took my chances on a big jet plane, never let them tell you that we are the same. Was red and the sky was gray. One that had tomorrow could ever follow today. Mountains and the canyons start to tremble and shake. The children of the sun begin to wake. Watch out. Say she plays guitar and cries and sings la la la. Ride a white mare in the footsteps of dawn, trying to find a woman who's never, never, never been born. Standing on the hill in the mountain of dreams, telling myself it's not as hard, hard, hard as it seems.
How was that hamstring stretch? Did I do a good job?
As good as always.
All right. Play a little Lupe Fiasco.
Oh, baby.
Did you listen to his new album?
No.
Not really. He's kind of went crazy, and I just stopped listening to him.
Yeah.
Well, he was always crazy.
He put some questionable videos these days.
Yeah, like a lot of like playing around with like samurai swords and stuff.
He's a black belt, and he's also... I feel like he's very good with a sword now.
Yeah.
I feel like it's not even like he's just being weird. I think he's actually like very
good. Yeah.
Like too good.
Yeah, like scarily good.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to, you know, confront him.
Yeah.
In a rap battle or an actual battle.
Oh, nice.
Here's Kick Push.
Go by the name of Lupe Fiasco, representing that first and 15. Yeah, and this one right here, I dedicate this one right here to all my homies out there grinding. You know what I'm saying? Legally and illegally. You know what I'm talking about? So check it out. First got it when he was six, didn't know any tricks. Matter of fact, first time he got on it, he slipped, landed on his hip and busted his lip. For a week he had to talk with a list like this. Now we can end the story right here, but shorty didn't quit, it was something in the air. Yeah, he said it was something so appealing, he couldn't fight the feeling, something about it. He knew he couldn't doubt it, couldn't understand it. Branded, since the first kickflip he landed, labeled a misfit, a bandit, cocoon, cocoon, cocoon. His neighbors couldn't stand it, so he was banished to the park. Started in the morning, one stopped after dark. Yeah, when they said it's getting late in here, so I'm sorry young man, there's no skating here. And so we kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, coast. And away he rolled, just a rebel to the world with no place to go. And so we kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, coast. So come escape with me, just a rebel looking for a place to be. So let's kick and push and coast.
My man got a little older, became a better roller. Yeah, no helmet, hell bent on killing himself is what his mama said, but he was feeling himself. Got a little more swag in his style. Met his girlfriend, she was clapping in the crowd. Love is what was happening to him now. He said I would marry you, but I'm engaged to these Ariels and Varials, and I don't think this board is strong enough to carry two. She said, bow, I weigh 120 pounds. Now, let me make one thing clear, I don't need to ride yours, I got mine right here. So she took him to a spot he didn't know about, some odd in the apartment parking lot. She said, I don't normally take dates in here. Security came and said, I'm sorry, there's no skating here. And so they kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, coast. And the way they roll, just lovers intertwined with no place to go. And so they kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, coast. So come escape with me, just a rebel looking for a place to be. So let's kick and push, yeah, yeah, and coast.
Yeah,
swanky.
Yeah, yeah, before he knew he had a crew that wasn't no punk, and they spit fire shirts and SB dunks. They would push till they couldn't skate no more. Office building lobbies wasn't safe no more, and it wasn't like they wasn't getting chased no more. Just the freedom was better than breathing, they said. An escape route they used to escape out. When things got crazy, they needed to break out. They'd head to any place with stairs, any good grinds, the world was theirs. And they four wheels would take them there, until the cops came and said, there's no skating here. And so they kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, coast. And the way they roll, just rebels without a cause, with no place to go. And so they kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, coast. So come roll with me, just a rebel looking for a place to be. So let's kick and push, yeah.
Was Lupe Fiasco a skater?
Haha, swanky. I'm not sure. People always, I think he kind of caught flack from hardcore skater people who were like, you don't skate.
You're not Tyler. You're not Odd Future.
Even though this was years before Odd Future.
Yeah. But yeah, basically.
What other rappers were skaters?
Wayne.
Oh my gosh. But he's also a rock star, so he just does everything.
That's so true.
Who else? Was there anyone else? Like prominently? I can't think of any right now.
Yeah, I can't really think of any, honestly.
I think that's it. Oh, I'm definitely forgetting something.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure there are a fair amount. I don't know, all the white ones.
You're telling me Sammy Adams, the D3 soccer legend, was also a good skater?
D3 soccer legend?
Yeah. He played like...
What
did he play? Like probably a small NESCAC school. It was like one of those.
That's mad funny.
And Hoodie Allen, the UPenn guy.
You went to UPenn?
I think so.
That's mad funny.
Maybe G-Eazy is the skater, you know?
I could see him being a skater.
I could see him doing a pop shove it and claiming himself being a skater.
Yeah. He's appropriately long and wears skinny jeans.
Skaters don't benefit from being long, though.
Yeah, but like...
I wouldn't be a good skater.
But there's like a correlation here.
Yeah.
I guess.
And you just look like you would be a good skater if you're long and look good in skinny jeans.
I'm gonna like take me. That. I'm gonna take that as a compliment, even though you weren't talking about me. All right, I'm gonna play. All Apologies.
Nice.
Nirvana. Last song off In Utero. Whew. It's a good one. Been a good show.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Nasser, for coming.
Nasser,
an honorary
Nasseronius, my Bolognius.
Of course.
A Borkmaster. Bork.
A Borknaster.
Been listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts.
93.3 WEEI, Boston Sports Radio.
Pierce, can you give us a yodel?
Yodel.
Also, y'all see Travis at that Beto O'Rourke rally?
No.
That was tight.
That's awesome.
He like tweeted on Instagram about it too.
That's really cool.
He was protesting because he hates abortion. Just kidding.
Oh, jeez.
No.
Oh, jeez. Rick. He should hang out with Willie Nelson. I feel like that'd be such an awesome picture.
Mm-hmm.
And Beto O'Rourke. But,
that's true.
All right, in honor of the Red Sox winning.
In honor of music.
Let's play a song that I bet most Red Sox fans probably like. Parallel Universe by Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Because it's like white.
Yeah, that's exactly why. And it's Californication. White people love that.
Yeah, I don't get the theme.